Belle tried hitting at his back and attempting to kick her feet, but she really didn't want to fall face first on concrete. Nero, without a word, spanked her ass every time she hit at his back.
"What the hell? He can't do that."
She smacked his back with each word.
"Let. Me. Go."
Slap, slap, slap. Elle looked around the school grounds.
"Does no one care? He is forcing me to his car."
Elle watched. No one, frankly, gave a shit what was going on, though. Nero mocked her.
"They all look the other way, remember?"
Sadly, Elle had been telling the truth. They couldn't have cared less about her. When Nero had finally passed Amo and Vincent, laughing hysterically, they started walking behind them. She had to look at their faces as they were practically in tears.
"Vincent, are you going to let him do this to me?"
Vincent responded too quickly for her liking.
"Yes, I am. I would ask the beast, but I already know his answer."
Elle started to become furious at them all. No one was going to come to her rescue. As a result, Elle would try another tactic.
"Please let me down."
"I will if you tell me what your problem is."
Elle really didn't want Nero packing her the rest of the way, and at least this way, when she told him, Nero couldn't see her face and how upset she was. Elle took a deep breath in.
"I saw the blonde bimbos rubbing their boobs all over you, Nero, and they practically went into heat. No, actually, I take that back. They were in heat."
"Blonde bimbos? Who are they?"
Vincent asked, laughing even harder now.
"Cassandra's two little sidekicks."
Elle hated how Nero had slept with them when they had treated her so terribly. Vincent smiled wickedly.
"Oh, you mean Stacy and Stephanie."
"Oh, God. Is there any girl you guys don't sleep with?"
Now she knew they all passed girls around. Amo defended himself.
"Hey, I've never fucked them, so don't accuse me."
Elle knew exactly why he hadn't.
"I know it isn't because he is a good boy." "Yeah, because they're afraid of you. Trust me, I'd be terrified to see what you're packing too."
Elle felt her body shake from Nero's laughter.
"No, doll, they're not afraid of me. I just prefer to fuck girls I don't have to see again."
Elle dropped her mouth at what Amo had said. She'd figured Amo was the worst of the three, but she hadn't realized by how much. Elle wanted to get off the subject. She knew they all slept around, and she just wanted to get down.
"I told him what was wrong." "Put me down. You said you would let me go."
"Well, that was before I knew why you were mad," Nero said.
"Huh? What does that mean?"
"Means you'll run."
Elle had been going to.
"Shit."
Elle screamed and smacked his back as hard as she could. She wanted him to at least feel some pain. Slap.
"Ugh!"
Elle rolled her eyes and gave up.
"We're already almost there anyway."
When Nero reached the car, he unlocked his doors and opened the passenger door before putting her in. Elle heard the sound of the lock again and watched Nero lean against her passenger door as he talked to Amo and Vincent. Elle weighed her options.
"Clearly running doesn't work. Screaming for my life doesn't work. And telling him why I'm upset again doesn't work."
She was out of options. No matter what, Nero was driving her home. She didn't want Nero to completely win, so she looked around the car. When she looked at the back seat, Elle knew exactly what to do. She climbed into the back seat, smiling at herself. She knew why Nero wanted her in his car.
"Because he is going to sweet-talk his way out of this and hold my hand, making me give in."
Elle knew that, after what had occurred in the locker room, she would most likely give in because that was exactly what she had done.
"Not this time."
Nero slid into the driver's seat, and Elle enjoyed the look on his face when he realized she wasn't there.
She enjoyed it even more when he looked in the rearview mirror and she was there smiling at him. Like I said, fuck you.
Elle had learned to say that kind of stuff in her head. Elle heard Nero take a deep breath and watch him run his hands through his hair. She was kind of shocked when he didn't say anything and started the car. He put the car in reverse, pulled out of his spot, and then drove off the lot. Elle sunk into the back seat of Nero's car and slammed her eyes shut. She leaned her head against the window, the glass feeling cold against her head. Elle thought about today's events. She didn't know how she had gone from being whacked with a milk carton to Nero hotly slamming her against the lockers and all the way to being practically kidnapped by him because she was upset girls had been touching him. She had gone through so many emotions today, and now they were starting to wear on her. A part of her was still needy, wanting Nero to finish what he had started, while the other part of her wanted to cry. She wanted to cry for herself being picked on by having things thrown at her and being publicly humiliated. Then she wanted to cry because something inside of her had really started to like Nero, and Elle ultimately knew it would never work between them. She started to feel crushed by her emotions as a tear slipped down her cheek. She quickly wiped it away, wishing her problems would wipe away just as easily. The whole car ride, she suffered from her thoughts, and the ride to her house was quite a bit of distance. Elle opened her eyes as the car pulled over. She wasn't in front of her house like she'd expected, but they were close. She didn't know why Nero would stop. However, Nero got out of the car, and a moment later, Elle watched the back seat door open on the other side. He slid in and positioned his body toward her as he draped his arm over the back seat.
"Baby, come here."
Nero's voice sounded like he was commanding her. The part still needy and the sliver inside of her that liked Nero wanted to do as he asked. Yet Elle wanted to fight the feeling. She laid her head back on the window and shut her eyes with her thoughts.
"Now."
His voice rang through her head. His command much stronger. Elle picked her head back up and looked at Nero's body, opened for her. The two sides of Elle were fighting against each other, and when one finally won out, she scooted her body toward him. She didn't know why she had given in, but Elle hadn't realized yet that more than half of her wanted Nero, and it would never be much of a fight. When Elle's hips touched his leg, Nero's arms circled and pulled her into his body. Her head was no longer resting on the window, but on Nero's chest. The hand that had been on the back seat now was in her hair, as he soothed her head, and the other went under her jacket to do the same to her back. Elle eased into him and let him soothe her. She figured he had seen her cry, and that was why he was doing this. No one had ever taken care of her all those nights she had cried silently in her bed. Only Chloe knew her torture, and she had much worse to cry about. She didn't know how much time had passed as she lay in his arms. Elle had closed her eyes and thought she might have dozed off until Nero's voice broke the silence of the car.
"It wasn't what it looked like. Yes, maybe from their point of view, but I promise, I didn't want it to happen."
Nero spun a piece of her hair and continued.
"I'm sorry you had to see it, and I am asking you to trust me. I don't want anyone else, and I'm not going to have anyone else, Elle."
Elle wanted the sound of his warm voice to continue. However, she had to have the conversation with him.
"How am I supposed to believe you, Nero? You always have, and most likely always will, be a player."
Nero contemplated his answer before he spoke.
"If you were any other girl, Elle, I would have fucked you in the girls' locker room today. Trust me, you would have let me, and you sure as hell would have enjoyed it. Instead, I didn't, because then you would be like all the other girls I've been with."
He paused a brief second.
"Completely meaningless."
Nero grabbed her hair, and Elle finally looked up at him.
"I told you not to touch,
and now I'm telling you I won't touch. I give you my word, L.
When L watched him speak, a feeling would always come over her that he was telling the truth.
I can't believe I'm going to trust him.
Her mind was still not on board with her body.
Promise?
She needed him to say it. Nero smiled down at her.
I promise, baby.
Elle smiled back right before he kissed her. She welcomed him in her mouth, letting him set the speed. He caressed her lips, taking care to learn every inch of them until his tongue ventured inside to do the same. Unlike the last time she had worked to please, she wanted him to please her. Nero didn't seem to mind as he pulled her on his lap, making her straddle him. Her hands went to his hair so she could remember the feeling of it running through her hands. L should have known he would when he squeezed her ass in his hands again. Nero deepened the kiss, forcing her tongue out so he could draw it into his mouth. And once again, she loved the feeling. She really wished she would have done it sooner. Nero moved down to kissing her neck, nipping and licking better than he had before.
Yeah, because he has to make it up to me.
L would definitely make him, too. Nero went lower and kissed her collarbone as his hands traveled up the front of her body over her clothes. They held her sides, right under her breasts, and Elle's breath caught in her throat as his mouth moved lower, sucking the top of her right breast into his mouth. Her t-shirt normally came above them, but Nero had pulled it down, showing the tip of her thin bra. Elle swore her breasts had started to swell by the feel of his mouth on her. As she pushed his head closer, afraid he would stop, Nero lifted his hands higher and started rubbing her nipples with the pad of his thumbs, quickly rubbing them into a peak. She couldn't concentrate, once again under Nero's control. Her nipples began to ache from the hardness, and her breasts started to become too sensitive under her bra. When Elle felt Nero's fingertips go under her bra, over her left breast, she quickly grabbed his hand, hoping he wouldn't pull it down. Elle let out a moan when Nero bit her breast in response, paying her back for what she had done to him earlier. Nero tried to pull it down again as he laved away the sting, but Elle squeezed her hand over his.
Baby, please, just let me have a taste,
Nero talked while he kissed her skin. Elle whimpered,
no,
in his ear.
She wanted him to, like, really want him to.
But Elle had a feeling Nero wouldn't stop at a taste. She knew a guy like Nero devoured the whole thing. Elle would like being devoured by him, yet it wasn't the right time or place for her. Nero threw his head back on the seat, and she watched him try to collect himself while she tried to do the same. Nero had dropped his hand, and Elle couldn't help smiling. No matter how bad Nero wanted her, and she knew how much he did because he had grown hard underneath her, he would never force himself on her. If she ultimately didn't want to do it, Nero wouldn't make her. Elle gave him a quick kiss.
Thank you,
Nero gritted out.
No problem.
She began to try to maneuver off his lap and felt his hardness grind underneath her. Nero quickly grabbed her hips and held her in place.
Careful, or I'll throw being a gentleman out the fucking window and watch your tits bounce in my face.
Elle stopped breathing, becoming nervous for what he might do next. Still holding onto her hips, he moved her off his lap and set her down beside him. Elle felt relieved and almost disappointed at the same time. Nero finally let Elle go and ran his hands through his hair.
Not since I was a boy have I felt a girl's boobs through their shirt.
Elle tried hard not to laugh.
Poor Nero.
She was proud of herself to be clearly the only girl to make Nero wait.
L leaned up and gave him another kiss on the cheek. I'm sorry. She knew she didn't look very sorry by the way she was smiling.
You are going to make this up to me. Nero's voice was in a commanding tone once again.
L really didn't like where this was headed as she stared back at him, waiting to hear what he wanted. What now?
I am driving you to work tonight.
But...
Nero put his hand over her mouth, shutting her up. And from now on.
When L's eyes tried to say otherwise, he continued.
I'm not asking. I'm telling.
He removed his hand from her mouth and stole a kiss from her.
Why not?
It was the least she could do for him for being a gentleman. Hell, she would get a free ride out of it. And if she didn't like it, she would figure out a way to get out of it. It was a win-win.
Since L had decided to give in and let him take her, she had another idea to go ahead and get something else over with that was going to be painful.
Nero, do you want to meet my parents?
Chapter 22. You wouldn't let me have my way with you.
L squeezed Nero's hand as she walked up her driveway. Should I be doing this? Is this really a good idea?
L figured today was going to be as good of a day as any. If she did as her father asked, Nero coming over for dinner, it could possibly be much worse. Dinners were long and stressful. However, with her having to go to work tonight, this was going to be a band-aid, and she was going to rip it right off. She figured Nero was going to have to turn back around to pick her up anyway.
L put her hand on the door. My parents are going to be pissed I didn't warn them.
She thought it was going to be really funny if this whole thing backfired and Nero walked in on something, the something being anything.
Like what if Dad took his meds again, or Josh wrecked the house?
L held on to the door handle, thinking about if she should get Nero to turn his ass back around.
Fuck it.
L turned the door handle. When L came into the house, she saw her whole family looking out the front window.
Mom? Dad? Hey, Nero?
Josh came from the curtain and ran toward her and Nero. Nero held out his fist.
What's up, little man? How was the bus ride today?
Josh bumped his fist.
Great. Thanks for taking me to the bus stop today.
Nero smiled.
Anytime.
Elle smiled to herself as she watched Josh run off into his bedroom. When she could no longer see her little brother, Elle turned to her parents.
Well, here goes nothing. Mom, Dad, this is my friend, Nero.
Elle's mom came over and hugged him.
Elle has never brought a friend home besides Chloe, and such a handsome one at that.
Elle was slightly embarrassed by her mother, but she had to agree. Nero looked sexy as hell. From where she had bitten him, he had a nasty hickey on his neck. Thankfully, Nero had found a tie in his car. He had buttoned his shirt all the way up and put on the black tie, covering his hickey as long as he didn't turn his neck too far to the side. She hated covering up such a beautiful masterpiece, but looking at Nero all dressed up made him look even more scary, yet sexy at the same time. Nero kissed her mother's cheek.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Buchanan.
Elle's mom noticed her head, moving toward her to examine it.
Oh, sweetie, did you walk into a wall again?
Elle quickly laughed.
Yeah.
Nero looked at her for a moment, then walked over to her father sitting in his wheelchair and held out his hand.
Nice to meet you too, sir.
Elle thought time stood still while waiting for her father to shake his hand.
Nero?
Caruso.
Good to meet you too, Nero. Sit down,
her father said, turning his wheelchair toward the couch. Nero took a seat on the couch and Elle sat down beside him. Her mother sat in the armchair facing the couch as well. Elle could tell her mom was dying to talk to Nero.
She had always asked Elle to bring over some friends and wondered how she was doing in school. Elle thought she probably should have warned Nero by the look on her mother's face.
"So, Nero, you go to Legacy Prep with Elle?" her mother asked.
"Yeah, I'm a senior there as well."
Elle's mom smiled wider.
"So tell me, is Elle the most popular girl in school? She tells me about..."
Elle started laughing.
"Now, Mom..."
"Elle, let your mom finish."
Nero started smiling and wrapped his arm behind Elle on the couch.
"Elle tells you what again?"
"I have made a huge mistake."
Elle's mother's smile returned.
"She tells me about all her wonderful friends and how much she loves Legacy Prep. After her father's accident, we weren't sure if she was going to be able to stay. But Elle begged us to keep letting her go there. She said she just loves it there so much."
Elle glanced down at the floor.
"Oh, God, this is worse than I could have imagined."
"Yeah, well, she is the most popular girl in school. Everyone just loves her. I had a hard time getting her to talk to me."
Her mother started laughing. Elle managed to laugh with her mom while she looked over at Nero. He was enjoying this too much.
"So, are you going to stay for dinner, Nero?"
Elle's mother asked.
"No, I work tonight, Mom. Nero is going to give me a ride."
"Oh, okay, sweetie. Yes, my Elle, of course, gets straight A's. That pays for some of her tuition. She works at Magical Cupcakes to pay the rest."
Her mother was beaming.
"Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit."
Nero's face jerked up.
"Where?"
"You know, Magical Cupcakes. It opened a few years ago in the suburbs. That's where Elle works, of course."
Elle looked over at Nero, silently pleading.
"Yeah, Nero. I told you that's where I work, remember?"
Nero stared back at her for a few seconds. Then he turned back to her mother.
"Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot. Honey, why don't you and Elle go make some snacks? I'm sure they are hungry after school."
Elle's dad hadn't pulled his eyes away from Nero.
"Right. Come on, sweetie. Let the boys talk."
Her mom stood up, smiling from ear to ear, and started walking to the kitchen. Elle looked over at Nero, hoping he understood not to talk too much.
"Oh, and good luck."
Elle stood and followed behind her mother. She was thankful Nero hadn't been fazed by the obvious lies she had been telling her parents over the years. Going into the kitchen, her mother pulled out some deli meat while Elle went to grab the bread, knowing her mom was going to make sandwiches.
"He is so nice and handsome, sweetie. I like him."
Elle laughed at her mother. She couldn't be happier that Elle had invited him over. Her mother had begged her for years to bring friends to the house. Yes, Chloe would come over, but her mother always wanted to meet the other kids she said she was friends with.
"Yeah, the nicest."
Nero watched as Elle stood to leave the room. He had to be honest. He had been dying to meet Elle's parents. He wanted to meet the bastards who let Elle continue to go to school where she was bullied. But damn, if her mother wasn't the nicest woman on earth. She was just too kind and dumb, believing every lie Elle had spun. Her mom was clearly the completely oblivious type, one of the people who thought there was no such thing as violence. Then her father was in a wheelchair? What the fuck? At first, Nero was willing to forgive him like he was with her mother, but looking at his glaring eyes now, he didn't give a shit if the man could no longer walk or not. Nero was starting to get a pretty good idea how bad Elle might have been hurt in the past, and the man staring back at him should have been well fucking aware something wasn't right at school for her. Nero stared back at him. He had been raised by much scarier men than him. Elle's dad was a little bunny rabbit compared to his father. "Does he actually think he can scare me?" Her dad kept his eyes pinned to Nero.
"I'm guessing Elle didn't tell you I was in a wheelchair, did she?"
Nero didn't move his eyes.
No, she didn't.
Figured. There's a lot that girl doesn't tell.
Well, why don't you fucking make her?
Yeah, I'm gathering that.
Your last name's Caruso. It sounds familiar to me. Would I know your parents?
Elle's father asked.
No way in hell.
I don't think so. My mother passed away when I was younger, and my dad pretty much keeps to himself now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
His passive tone showed he wasn't really.
What does your father do?
Nero had been waiting for that question the moment he'd said his last name. He owns a casino hotel downtown.
Really? I doubt he can keep to himself owning a casino hotel.
Nero shrugged. He has great managers.
I bet he does. Do you plan to work for your father, or are you going to college?
Nero had a feeling Mr. Buchanan knew his answer.
I'm going to work for my father.
Nero watched Elle's father smile and ease up.
Elle is off to college. She hasn't decided yet, but she can pick anywhere she wants to go, pretty much.
Nero smiled back.
That's good. Elle should go to college.
Nero could tell Mr. Buchanan hadn't been prepared for his answer. Then his smile returned.
For some reason, Elle didn't apply to the university here.
I fucking wonder why.
Well, there's still half a year left to apply. You never know. Something could change her mind.
Nero saw his face grow pissed, about to say something, when he heard Elle and her mother enter the living room. Nero kept his smile, glad his message had been clear to Elle's father. He looked at Elle's mother as she held out a glass of water. She looked like the older version of Elle, the only difference being she had laugh lines and was slightly plump, making Nero happy Elle would age well. Nero took the glass of water.
Thank you, Mrs. Buchanan.
Elle's mom smiled and took her seat. You're welcome. I hope water is okay.
It's great, thanks.
He looked over at Elle when she didn't sit down. She was holding a plate of sandwiches and her own glass of water.
Come on, Nero, let's eat in my room.
Nero couldn't wait to get Elle alone and talk to her about all the lies she had told her parents.
No wonder she can't help but lie to me. She's living two fucking different lives.
Elle's eyes rolled. With the door open... He looked over at Elle's father's face, which was fuming. Nero stood up, smiling.
Elle isn't going anywhere.
Elle handed over the plate of sandwiches to Nero so she could open her bedroom door. Opening it, she walked in with Nero right behind her, then closed the door.
Crap.
She reopened the door, leaving it halfway open. She turned around and saw Nero standing there with his hands full.
You can sit on my bed.
You sure about that?
Nero asked sarcastically. Elle pushed the door a little more closed.
Yep.
She walked to her bed and sat at the top with her back propped on her pillows, up against her headboard. Nero walked over to the other side and did the same. She watched him as he got comfortable and set the plate between them. Nero took a big drink of his water and held out his hand.
Remote.
Elle looked around her room for her remote control. She had an old box TV that faced her bed. She grabbed it off her nightstand from under some old magazines. She was thankful her room wasn't too messy, although she had a bunch of knickknacks and random stuff in her room from over the years, since she always had a terrible time throwing stuff away. Elle handed Nero the remote, curious as to why he demanded it the second he sat down. Nero clicked on the TV, and a few seconds later a picture came in focus. Elle shut her eyes and started rubbing her head when she realized what channel it was on.
This just gets better and better.
Nero looked over at Elle.
Really, Elle?
The Disney Channel?
The Little Mermaid came on last night.
Elle couldn't ever pass up a classic. It didn't matter if she even owned the DVD.
Nero shook his head and changed the channel to an old sitcom. He turned the TV up loud and grabbed a sandwich.
Magical cupcakes, huh?
That's why he wanted the remote.
Elle realized she wasn't going to be able to watch one of her favorite reruns. As a result, she picked up a sandwich herself and turned toward Nero.
Yeah, didn't you know I worked there?
Elle said in her own sarcastic tone.
Yeah, that uniform hanging on the back of your door is almost identical to the pink t-shirts and jeans they wear.
Nero took another bite of his sandwich. It was almost gone by the huge bites he was taking.
Is there fucking anything you haven't lied to your parents about?
Yes. Yes.
Like the fact you have a friend other than Chloe and that you love school so much?
I'm telling her what she likes to hear, what she wants to hear, Nero.
Elle wanted her mom to be happy, and making up stories kept her mom happy. Nero got out of bed, finishing his sandwich, and started looking around her room, snooping. He clearly found exactly what he was looking for and grabbed the big book off a shelf filled with movies, books, stuffed animals, and everything else you could think of. He came back and sat down on the bed, flipping it open carefully and studying each picture. She had started filling the book up when she was a young girl, putting in pictures of her at various places and doing different things. She'd had a good childhood. Her parents had been great. School had been great, and everything had indeed been great. Right until her father had gotten a big promotion at the factory and wanted the best for Elle. They had pulled her from public school and enrolled her in prep school for her freshman year. Her parents had wanted this for her badly, and Elle had always been able to make friends. Therefore, she hadn't wanted to let her parents down. It was just unfortunate that her father's accident had occurred right after her freshman year had begun. Elle swallowed when the next page Nero turned to would end up being far different than the ones he had seen before. He turned the page, and Elle noticed his face change. There was about a year difference between this page and the last. The first thing you would notice was her hair was short. Then you'd see she had lost some weight. The thing Elle noticed the most was Chloe in the picture. She hadn't looked at the photo album in a while, just realizing exactly how brutal Chloe's scars looked in the beginning. Her mother would constantly snap pictures of her and Chloe, whether they were watching a movie or doing a school project.
Funny how your hair was one length your whole life, but the first picture I see with Chloe was one where your hair is chopped off.
Elle could only stare at Nero. There was nothing she could say. Nero wasn't dumb, and she wasn't going to lie to him, so it was better not to say a word. She watched him keep flipping the pages right after he stared at the picture for an eternity. She knew he was studying it, looking at every inch of the photo before he would move on. She was just thankful that some injuries over the years were hidden under her clothes. Elle was glad to see Nero finally close the book in his hands. He then stared at the closed book for a while, before he finally lifted his head to look at her. This time, when Nero looked at her, Elle knew it was different. It was almost as if he was looking at her in a whole new light. She stared back into his green eyes, waiting for what he was going to do next.
"Is there even a fucking point in asking you?"
She knew Nero was trying to stay calm. Elle said nothing. Instead, she slowly took the book out of his hands and got up to return it to the bookshelf where it belonged. After she had, she took her place again on her bed. She watched the TV screen, letting the show unfold. After Nero hadn't moved for a while, she knew he was trying to calm himself down, being in her parents' house. However, there was nothing Elle could tell him to make him feel better. Not the truth, anyway. Elle felt Nero's hand reach out for her arm and turned to look at him. He started pulling her toward him, so she scooted over. She could at least give him that. He wrapped his arm around her, and Elle laid her head on him.
"You do know I'm going to find out," Nero said with confidence, certain it was a sure thing.
"I know you will."
Elle did know, too. When a guy like Nero wanted something, he wasn't going to stop until he had it. They watched shows until it was time for Elle to get up and get ready for work. She had felt Nero slowly start to calm down and ease into the bed and her as the time passed. Elle would laugh at the funny parts, and she saw Nero even smile at one.
A little smile counts. "I gotta go get ready."
Elle was waiting for Nero to move his arm to let her go. He didn't, of course, making Elle laugh.
"Nero, I need to get dressed."
After she said that, he quickly moved his arm. Elle looked at him weird.
"Okay, now you move your arm."
Elle got up out of bed, grabbed her uniform off the door, then went out to the bathroom to get changed, dressing quickly and throwing her hair up in a messy bun. She returned to her room and saw Nero sitting at the end of her bed. When she came in, she stopped at the look on his face. His eyes went over every inch of her body before a smile touched his lips. His hand came up and waved her to come closer. Elle didn't want to walk toward him, yet her feet started walking anyway. She didn't know how Nero did that to her. She stopped in front of him.
"You look pretty hot in that uniform."
Nero's face looked pleased. Elle chuckled and reached for Nero's tie, straightening it.
"Not as hot as you do in this tie."
"Oh, so you're actually attracted to me? I didn't know."
"Well, duh. How could I not be?"
Nero was every girl's dream.
"Probably because you wouldn't let me have my way with you in the car. And on top of that, you introduced me to your parents as your friend."
Nero made sure he sounded extra sarcastic with the word friend. Elle tried hard not to laugh, miserably failing. After the giggle fit, Nero looked as if his ego needed some stroking.
"Nero, do you know how handsome you are?"
"Nope, but you can tell me."
Elle knew Nero was perfectly aware of exactly how handsome he was, but regardless, she would tell him.
"You are the handsomest guy I have ever seen, and I am very attracted to you, but I have a feeling you know that."
Nero grabbed her around the waist.
"So, I'm just a friend?"
Elle looked into his eyes.
"I don't know. Are you?"
"No, baby. I'm not."
Chapter 23. An Itch That Needs to Be Scratched. Leaning back in his oversized chair, he told the person waiting behind the door,
"Come in."
He watched as the doorknob turned and his oldest son walked in. Boss Caruso took in his son's appearance.
"For fuck's sake. Please tell me why you think it's okay to wear that."
In their line of business, your wardrobe was limited. Everything was Italian-made and business attire.
"You wear an expensive suit, shoes, and a watch. End of fucking story."
They were judged and respected by what they wore, and that was how they kept control of the city. However, his son had his own attire of dark jeans and a black t-shirt.
"Nice to see you too, boss," he said as he pulled a pack of cigarettes out of his pocket. "You know I don't like that fucking smell in here."
Not saying a word, he flipped his lighter open and lit the end of the stick, inhaling the smoke for a long hit, and then blowing the smoke out and filling the whole room. Luca never had to reply, his actions saying his own words for him. He walked to his father's desk and took a seat, pulling an ashtray toward him. Boss Caruso continued to watch his son,
waiting to see if he was ever going to say what he needed to say and leave him be. He had been here at the casino hotel and had to deal with people all day. As a result, he really wanted to leave so he could go to his home office and smoke his cigar and drink in peace. But his son looked like something had been weighing on his mind. When he had waited long enough for his son to talk, he gave up.
"I'm guessing this is about the girl."
Luca flicked his ashes in the tray.
"Nero met the parents today."
He finally understood his son's displeasure.
"That means one of two things."
"Yeah, he has her. She likes him enough to meet the family, but then Nero could actually start liking her. It's tough to sign a girl's death certificate when you've met her family."
He stared at his son, taking everything in.
"So, is he playing her, or does he love her?"
Luca took a long puff before he answered.
"I guess I'm going to have to find out."
He nodded to his son while Luca put out his cigarette.
"Next time I see you, you better be in a fucking suit for once."
He watched as Luca got up to leave and headed for the door, then turned the doorknob and went through. But before he could shut it, Boss Caruso had some final words.
"You do know the family comes before family, even if it's your own brother."
He expected his son to not say anything. However, Luca gave him his own final words.
"Yeah, you taught me that with Mom, remember?"
The slamming of the door echoed in his head. He got up and walked over to his bar, then picked up and held the crystal glass in his hand, right before it shattered. For him, it was something he would never forget. He poured a new drink, and his bloody hand picked up the sparkling glass filled with whiskey.
"This will help."
Nero stood on his bedroom balcony, looking out. He had dropped Elle off and was now waiting on Stacy and Stephanie to get there.
"I have an itch that needs to be scratched."
He figured no one was going to be home tonight. Thus, he'd texted the girls to come right up. He didn't wait that long before he heard his bedroom door open and high heels walking across his floor. Turning around, he smiled at the two slutty-looking girls walking to meet him on his balcony.
A big fucking itch.
When they reached him, they stood on either side of him, hugging and pressing their bodies against his.
"Nero, I missed you," Stephanie said.
"Well, I missed you more,"
Stacy said over her. Nero laughed.
"How about whoever makes me come the fastest missed me the most?"
The two girls laughed in agreement and grabbed for Nero's clothes. They were only able to untuck his shirt and undo one button before they heard the bedroom door open.
"Nero, you didn't tell us we were going to have a party."
The girls were practically jumping in joy when they saw Vincent and Amo walk in and join them on the balcony. Stacy grabbed Vincent while Stephanie grabbed Amo.
"Do we finally get to fuck you?"
Stephanie asked, wrapping her arms around Amo. Amo responded by backing her up against the concrete railing, and Vincent mimicked him by doing the same to Stacy. Nero walked to the balcony and slid it closed, closing them all off from the bedroom. Amo and Vincent took a handful of their hair, each yanking it down until they screamed in pain. Nero walked toward them, standing in between their now crying screams. He let the sound soak in his ears, finding it peaceful. Nero then held up his hand, making Amo and Vincent stop. He grabbed both girls, pulling them to his side as he wrapped his arms around their shoulders. Their crying was much softer now, and Nero could feel them trembling. He took a deep breath, soaking it in for just a moment longer.
"I know you two whores love to talk, right?"
he heard Stacy cry a little louder.
"Well, I need one of you to tell me everything you or anyone else has done to Elle.
What? We don't know anything.
Nero looked at Stephanie as she talked, then looked over at Stacy and saw she agreed. Ultimately, Nero knew these girls were followers. They weren't the ones to really instigate Elle's torture. The hurt kind of torture, anyway.
They clearly never did give a shit, though. How about you just give me the name of the worst one? Then I'll leave you two alone so you can get back to sucking dick.
Nero wanted the true source. The one who, without a doubt, had hurt Elle and put her in all those casts and covered her in bruises and scars. That way he could make the person sing about every little thing that had happened to Elle, and a little piece of conscience he had left wouldn't get in the way. Because Elle was going to eventually find out if he hurt anyone, and he didn't want that to be someone who hadn't done that much damage to her. Nero looked back and forth between the crying girls, their dark, skanky makeup running down their faces. When they clearly weren't going to talk, Nero nodded for several seconds before he grabbed his own pile of fake hair in both hands. He shoved their torso over the railing, letting their faces meet the two-story drop. The cries that now filled the air were ones he really enjoyed. Yeah, but all good things must come to an end.
Give me a fucking name!
He shoved their heads farther down, making their feet slightly come off the ground. The screams were torturous before Stacy tried to get a word out of her mouth. She tried again, finally gaining enough strength.
Chloe!
Amo stepped closer.
What the fuck did she just say?
Nero pulled the girls up, tossing Stephanie to the side. He held Stacy in place in front of him.
What did you say?
Through sobbing, she managed to get out.
To talk to Chloe.
Nero let Stacy go.
Vincent, make them aware of what happens when they talk.
He ran his hands through his hair, trying to get it to smooth down. He heard the balcony door open and the cries start to disappear. He and Amo stood there, looking out into the distance. They waited for Vincent to return before anything was said.
What the fuck did she mean by that?
Vincent asked, returning. Nero waited to hear what Amo would say first.
Chloe would know who all has hurt Elle. Maybe she's saying to ask Chloe who has hurt them.
Nero thought about Amo's words, but something didn't feel right to him. He didn't understand how the pieces fit yet, however. They were all there, but it was a matter of putting it together. He pictured the photo book of Elle's, remembering how badly he had wanted to shake her and make her tell him everything. How badly he had wanted to paralyze the rest of her father's body after seeing Elle's nose broken and a cast over her arm.
All the fucking black eyes.
Nero knew that was just what was visible to him. There could have been several under her clothing, not to mention all the times it healed before a picture had been taken. He decided enough was enough. The next person he questioned, he was going to get some real fucking answers. No matter what. Nero looked at Amo to make sure he knew how far he would go if need be.
Well then, we talk to Chloe.
Chapter 24. Can you pass the sugar? Elle had a big crowd again at the diner tonight. She was thankful. It would help keep her mind off Nero. The way he and her father had looked at each other when they'd left had her confused as to what they had talked about. Whatever it was, she probably didn't want to know. The ride over had been nice, and she had to admit she liked it. She could definitely deal with him driving her to and from work. Elle looked at the door to see who walked in, still on the lookout to make sure the boss and whoever worked for him didn't walk through. Every time that door opened, her heart raced until she realized they had no relation to the murder. When Nero walked in, her heart calmed.
Wait, what is he doing here?
Elle could only stare as Nero walked to a booth in the corner. He took a seat with his back up against the wall, giving him a full view of the diner. He had brought a bag with him. She had no idea what he had planned. Elle walked over to his table.
What are you doing here?
Nero smiled wide.
I'm starving.
She didn't like where this was going, although she knew better than to question Nero when he was set on something. She was at work and needed to treat him as a customer. Consequently, Elle reluctantly took out her notepad and pen.
What can I get you?
Surprise me.
Elle put the pad and pen back in her apron and smiled.
Would you like me to pick your drink as well?
Nero leaned back in his seat.
No, I'll take a coffee.
Elle realized he was clearly just getting comfortable.
The perfect night for the perfect day.
Elle went to the window and asked for the special. Then she went and grabbed a plate, holding a mug in one hand and taking the coffee pot in the other. She returned to Nero's table and set the plate and cup in front of him, looking at him right before she poured the dark liquid into the mug. Elle could read his face and knew he had been waiting for this moment. Returning her eyes to the mug, mostly because watching him look at her that way had started to heat her body, she managed to successfully pour the coffee. Nero's hand covered hers for her to stop pouring, making Elle look at him again. She didn't know how something like pouring coffee for Nero could turn sexual.
Can you pass the sugar?
Nero's free hand pointed to the packets of sugar at the other end of the table. Elle looked at the ceramic box holding the packets. She knew he could very well get them, and it would be easier for him to. But for some reason, Elle leaned over the table, having to go to her toes to reach them. She could feel Nero's eyes all over her body, exciting her. She figured that feeling was the reason she wanted to please Nero. Elle slowly slid the sugar across the table until it lay in front of him. Nero's thumb rubbed the top of her hand.
Thank you.
Then he finally released her hand, letting Elle look away from his eyes that had held her prisoner as well. She licked her now dry lips before she left the table without a word. Elle felt his eyes all over her body again as she walked away. She tried to get her thoughts and body under control as she waited on her other tables. By the time she managed to do so, Nero's order came up in the window. Taking the hot plate, she headed for his table and set the plate of food in front of him. His expression now was sour, unlike the one he'd had on when Elle poured him coffee.
What got into him?
Elle left the table when Nero gave no response, continuing to work despite Nero distracting her. His eyes hadn't left her while she waited on her tables and he ate. When she picked up his dirty dishes, he looked pissed. She had even refilled his coffee with a smile, trying to get him to lighten up, but he hadn't. Elle had no clue what was pissing Nero off so badly. Eventually, Nero pulled out his laptop from his bag along with some schoolwork.
I guess he is staying till I get off.
That made Elle nervous. Nero was a complete wild card to her, and he was at her work. What he did in here would affect her, and this job was how Elle continued to go to school. When the diner started to die down and her shift was almost over, only Nero and a table full of four guys remained. Elle picked up the coffee pot to refill their cups, going to the full table and filling up their cups first.
Can I get you all anything else?
Elle spoke as she filled a cup.
No thanks, babe.
The good-looking one of the group responded. Elle figured they were in college by their university attire. Elle smiled and walked away once all the cups were filled.
Elle!
She heard her name called from the corner of the room. Elle turned around and headed for the corner where Nero was sitting. Nero's face was now beyond pissed.
Sit.
Elle looked around. I can't.
Now.
Elle looked back at Nero and felt like she only had one option, and that was to sit. She sat down in front of him, tired of his constant glares. What is the matter with you? Nero kept his voice calm and low, so no one could hear their conversation.
I don't like you pouring coffee and serving food to all these fucking men. The only coffee I want you pouring is mine.
Huh? Elle was taken off guard by his response. First, she realized she liked his possessiveness, and then she realized the extent of his possessiveness. Nero, it's not like I enjoy it.
Do you think I enjoyed sitting here the whole night, having to see a bunch of old men stare at your tits and ass?
Elle tried to speak, but couldn't get one syllable out.
Then listen to douchebags call you babe?
Nero's voice started losing its calmness. I wonder who that reminds me of, Elle said sarcastically.
My fucking point. Tell them to fuck off next time.
Nero was fuming now. Elle was pretty sure Nero was about to do something very stupid, so she leaned forward and took his hand from the table. Taking a deep breath, Elle said, Nero, this is where I work, so I can continue to go to school, and unfortunately I pay most of it with the tips alone. That means putting up with the looks, stares, and babes. I can't just tell them to fuck off. I could lose my job. Nero ran his hands through his hair and flexed his jaw. When he nodded for her to get back to work, Elle stood and started to walk off.
Are you forgetting something?
Nero pointed to his coffee cup. Elle went back to the side of his table and decided to place her breasts expertly in front of his face as she refilled his coffee. The lust that had shone on his face before returned, and Elle smiled again. She didn't know why she wanted Nero happy, or why that part inside of her wanted to please him, but Elle admitted she enjoyed doing so. Elle scurried away, laughing when Nero tried to reach out and grab her. She saw the smile on his face, discerning he was finally in a better mood. She went ahead and started to clean up for the night. She was closing, of course. She asked the cook to throw away the trash this time. Lesson learned. About 10 minutes before closing, the table with the college students was still there joking around. They weren't being rowdy or anything, but you could just hear them talking and cutting up with each other. They didn't look like they had any plans to leave soon. Elle went over to their table and took away some of their dirty dishes. We close in about 10 minutes. The good-looking one smiled at her.
We were just about to head out.
Then he quickly moved his elbow, and a fork fell to the ground.
Sorry, babe.
Elle's heart started racing. She quickly looked over at Nero, silently pleading for him not to do anything. When the guy didn't make a move to pick it up, and the other guys stared at her in anticipation, Elle had to pick it up. She quickly squatted down to hurry up and retrieve the fork. When she stood up and grabbed for the rest of the dishes, she noticed their displeased faces. They had clearly wanted her to bend over and get it. No way in hell. Elle tried to force a smile as she walked away. She prayed Nero wouldn't do anything and just leave it be as she went behind the counter and pretended to be busy so she could see if anything were to happen. She could tell Nero was on the verge of going crazy. She hoped he had listened to her earlier. When the college guys walked out of the diner, Elle stood frozen as she waited to see if Nero would follow after them. When he didn't, Elle relaxed. Elle went to the now unoccupied table and grabbed the tip off the table as well as the little dishes left. Dropping them off at the dishwasher, she headed for Nero's table, unable to meet his gaze.
How much?
Elle kept her eyes on the table. 10 for the meal. Nero stood and pulled out a silver money clip full of cash and handed her a $100 bill.
Keep the rest.
Elle looked at Nero finally and started shaking her head.
I'm not taking your money,
Nero swiftly grabbed her and had her sitting on the edge of the table.
How in the hell?
He parted Elle's legs with his body and pressed himself up against her. His face came close to hers as he harshly spoke.
You are lucky. I'm just asking you to take my money after fucking watching that. I am desperately trying to restrain myself right now.
Nero took the folded $100 bill and touched her skin with it before slowly sliding it down her neck, to her chest, and under her dress. Elle's chest started to rise and fall heavier than it ever had before. Nero had blocked her legs, making it impossible to squeeze them tighter. She could feel the wetness starting to soak her panties when Nero's hands went to her bare thighs under her uniform, pushing it up. He greedily kissed her as he stroked her sensitive thighs, sending chills up her back. Nero's hands went to the inside of her middle thighs when he said,
Now, you're going to send me the rest of your work schedule in return for not shoving my foot up his ass. I'm not stupid, Elle. I know there was more.
Nero moved his hands higher up her thighs.
I can go back there and find it for myself and still have enough time to catch him if you don't.
His hands were now mere centimeters away from her mound. She was sure he could feel the heat and dampness coming from her. She nodded, half of her hoping he wouldn't go any farther, and the other half hoping to find out what it would feel like to be touched there for the first time. Nero slowly slid his hands back down her thighs and returned her to her feet.
Now hurry up. I would like to get the fuck out of here.
Elle didn't know how she got her legs to hold her up, much less walk to the back kitchen. She tried to shake off what had happened between her and Nero as she quickly took out her phone and sent Nero the first picture she had taken yesterday, showing her whole schedule. Elle figured there was no harm in giving it to him. She had already planned to keep riding with him to work now. She walked farther back into the kitchen to tell the cook she was leaving.
See you this weekend, Steve.
He didn't even look up from the dishes.
Bye, Elle.
Elle walked back through the swinging doors and went to the cash register, putting in $10 worth in tips instead of breaking the 100. Elle smiled. She didn't want to take Nero's money,
but I did work for it all night.
She turned some lights off and grabbed her coat before walking to Nero, who was waiting by the door. Her smile never disappeared when Nero drove her home. As they reached her house, Nero parked at the next house down, making Elle curious as to why he had done it. When he spent a long time kissing her goodbye, Elle realized why, remembering her family looking out the window earlier. She lay in her bed that night, still unable to stop smiling. Being with Nero made her happy in her life once again. She had forgotten the feeling. That night was the first in years Elle fell asleep with a smile on her face. Chapter 25. Thanks for killing our fucking dreams. Elle sat in Spanish, looking at the clock.
My, how things can change.
This time, Elle didn't mind the ticking when she usually wished somehow time would freeze so the ticking would stop. This was a monumental moment in her life. She had been terrified of lunchtime ever since.
Bring. Can I solve this problem?
She asked her teacher. Elle decided to finish her algebra problem as everyone else ran out of the classroom to go to lunch. It's not like she was in a hurry to sit all by herself at lunch anyway.
Go ahead. Shut the door on your way out.
Elle didn't have time to even nod before the teacher ran off into the teacher's lounge. Elle finished her problem and went out to head to lunch, sure to close the door behind her. Her classroom was all the way in the back of the school. As she started heading down the hallway, she began hearing laughter from a crowd. Elle kept walking to get out of the back hallway and into the main one. When she did, she came right into a group of people. She already knew who the girls were, but she hadn't met the guys yet.
"That's who I was telling you about, Sebastian," Cassandra pointed toward Elle.
Elle saw a guy walk forward who looked almost identical to Cassandra. The only reason they didn't was because they were of opposite sex.
"So, you're the little bitch who disrespected my sister?"
Elle tried to pass him. She knew exactly where this was going.
"Oh, no you don't. We're going to take a little walk."
Sebastian hooked his arm in hers and headed back down the back hallway.
"Get off me!"
Elle tried not to move with Sebastian, and then began fighting him. Another guy hooked her other arm, and both of them started pulling her down the hallway. Elle desperately tried to fight them, kicking and screaming. Tears started to fill her eyes, and a powerful feeling came over her that what was about to happen to her would change her forever. Elle was now being pulled through the back school door. She saw the girls following behind her through her tears, while she heard their laughter over her screams. Elle shook her head. It doesn't matter anymore. She had already cried too many nights because of that day, and the memory was too bad to bring up. I don't want to ruin a good day. Elle was having a good day, too. Nero had picked her up again. Another house down, of course, and Amo had brought Chloe safe and sound to English this morning. Now she was going to have a great lunch, no matter what anyone decided to throw at her. When the bell rang, Elle got up, smiling. Chloe smiled at her.
"Someone's happy,"
Elle laughed.
"Yeah, you don't look too unhappy yourself."
She had told Chloe last night why she had been upset yesterday. Chloe actually stood up for Nero, agreeing with what he told her in the car. Needless to say, Chloe enjoyed having three big shields to stand in front of her. Elle stopped in the doorway, looking at the guys leaning against the lockers.
"Yeah, I guess they aren't so bad."
Chloe stopped beside her.
"You're right."
Chloe paused.
"Well, besides the beast."
They both started giggling, unable to hold it in. Nero walked toward Elle, smiling.
"What are you all laughing about?"
They both looked at each other.
"Nothing."
"Yeah, right, nothing. Clearly they were talking about us,"
Amo said, crossing his arms in front of his chest. Elle smirked.
"Nope, just you."
Elle started laughing again at the look on his face, making Chloe laugh with her. Nero took Elle's hand, laughing as well.
"Come on, girls, leave him alone."
Elle let Nero push her and Chloe along, still laughing at Amo's face. She saw Vincent pat him on the back before she turned away. She knew Amo just wasn't used to girls talking to him that way.
Apparently he doesn't talk with girls when he could be doing something else with them.
Elle figured that was why bugging him made it that much better. As they walked into the cafeteria, stopping to talk in a circle, Elle had deja vu all over again.
"What do you want to eat?"
Nero asked, looking at her. Elle was about to turn around and look at the line, but Vincent's voice stopped her.
"The question was, what do you want? Not the opposite of what